AMOX News Time 7:52. 5 years ago, Hurricane Katrina came ashore and just pounded New Orleans. Over the weekend, there were a number of memorial services and remembrances, and one of the people who was in New Orleans when the hurricane came ashore is Mary Foster. She's with the AP and joins us now on Total Information AM. Where did you spend the time when the hurricane came to shore anyway?
I was in the Louisiana Superdome and had gone in the night before the hurricane came ashore. The next day after the hurricane passed, people started wanting to go home, which is the usual procedure, and they weren't allowed to leave. There was a lot of unhappiness about that, but of course no one in the Superdome knew the levees had failed and that the floodwaters were coming.
Now, were you seeking shelter at the Superdome? Were you there for professional reasons?
Right, I was there to report. I had gone thinking, you know, I'd just spend the night, and ended up reporting from the Superdome for a week.
You know, I always think about this experience. I mean, I obviously wasn't there at the Superdome, but whenever you go into a bathroom and the sinks, you know, the water, you know, you can't turn the faucets on and the toilets won't flush unless, you know, all that stuff we take for granted when there's electricity. I thought, oh man, I bet that none of that stuff worked in the Superdome.
For the first night there was air conditioning, there was electricity, there were working bathrooms, but of course that failed rapidly. And part of the roof tore off during the hurricane, so a lot of rainwater came in. Everything was soaked, and then the bathrooms failed, and so it was dark, it was wet, and it stunk.
Let's fast forward 5 years. Yesterday, the president in town with other official people, and they spoke at Xavier University, and there's been a lot of construction work still ongoing, in fact, to protect the levees and whatnot. Are there some sections of the city, though, that, not to say that are abandoned, but that officials are saying, look, we don't really want to rebuild in this part of New Orleans?
No, there are no sections that are saying that. People want to rebuild. The question is getting the money to do it. You know, a lot of New Orleans homeowners did not have flood insurance because it wasn't required. The feeling was that the levees would protect them. And homeowners insurance didn't pay for the damage. So you see blocks and blocks of homes and businesses that are still wrecked, closed. Many of them still have the circle and the X on the front where they were searched for dead bodies after the storm, because there just isn't money for those people to rebuild them or return to them yet.
We have heard people say that 5 years later, New Orleans is the tale of two cities. Would you agree with that? That if you, you know, had money, or if you were in the historic district, it's great, and otherwise, not so much?
Well, I think that's the tale of life, right? If you have money, things are much easier and go much more smoothly. And certainly, you know, that's true here. But there was also the case of if you were on the dry ground, which were the more historic parts of the city, that's why they were settled first. And if you were lucky enough to have flood insurance or be able to get some of the funds that have been available post-Katrina. But there are a lot of people that are very bitter. They paid for insurance, they paid for their homes for years, and now they have nothing but a wreck standing on their lot.
Do you think that in the future, when a storm of this magnitude approaches, that people will first of all be better prepared, and more importantly, will the government be better prepared?
Well, we had a dry run, so to speak, with Hurricane Gustav, which they asked for an evacuation of the city. That went smoothly, and there's also a provision now for evacuating pets with their owners. So that will make things work much more smoothly. And I think, you know, a lot of things have been put in place, including a mandatory evacuation of the city so that there will not be people staying in the Superdome the next time a big storm hits.
Mary, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
AP correspondent Mary Foster, 5 years ago when Katrina hit, she spent a week in the Superdome. She joins us here on KMOX at 7:57.